Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12368. Suzanne Rossetti seeks a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.34 and 115.15 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of West Pond Circle, approximately 135 feet south of Breakwater Run, within the Keenwick Sound subdivision. The 911 address is 36744 West Pond Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC, that's Medium Density Residential Planned Community, and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 495. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.1-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard for an existing dwelling stroke addition. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
And I guess also, just to be clear, I understand, Mr. Whitehouse, that the shed had a CO issued in 2003, so that's one that could be handled administratively, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, so the only issue there is the side yard matters Mr. Whitehouse referenced. Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Suzanne Rossetti, 36744 West Pond Circle, Selbyville, Maryland, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
It's Delaware.
Did I say Maryland?
Yes, you did.
4 years I've lived here, but I don't know, many, many years in Maryland.
Excuse me. Should I go back and correct you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Off to a great start. Okay. Well, thank you all for your attention tonight. And we built a beautiful addition on our property in Keenwick Sound, which is community of small lots. Our lot is 76 square feet, and that if it weren't in that considered a planned residential community, the 5-foot setbacks would apply, but that's not the case here. So we worked with our contractor, who is licensed and very established, Artistic Renovations. They built this property and many opportunities along the way to perhaps catch the fact that a very small portion of the addition, about 12 feet, is over the line or the setback by about 1 foot 3 inches. So it's a very small amount, and that there was, I gave them a plot plan that was used for us to get our flood insurance, and the same surveyor, of course, went back later when we were told we were in violation. Besides that, we had inspections from the county for the foundation, for the building, the electrical, so there were multiple people came and looked at this project, of which we are not experts in any of this, so it's really not anything that was within our control. I think we did everything we could do to make sure that they had what they needed. But in essence, to go back and try to correct this would be a tremendous hardship and significant cost. So with that, I just want to make sure that we know that zero people responded to this request. We have no one has any issues within our neighborhood. There are numerous properties within the neighborhood who have similar issues because, again, these are small lots, and that this addition that we have built has garnered a lot of compliments because it's very pretty. It's a sunroom, and no one has anything but a good word to say about it, and our neighbors who are directly impacted adjacent to us have no issues whatsoever with it. Okay, and that we only could build on this side because there was no room on the other side. So as far as our options to place it, there was nothing any other considerations that we would have had. And again, we were not, as the homeowners, were not involved at all in any of the strategic points where this could have been remedied.
Does that conclude your presentation?
I think it does.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
If I could just draw attention to just one minor point, if I could, just on the measurement given. So in the applicant's testimony, it was noted to be 1 foot and 3 inches.
Yes.
So staff had introduced this as being a requested variance of 1.1 feet. So and that's what the survey says.
Yeah.
But 1 foot, 3 inches would be 1.25.
Okay. Do the math. Yeah.
Just for the sake of clarity, so what you're describing is 1.25.
Yeah, it's 1.3. No, 1 foot.
5 decimal.
3 inches. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
No steps involved in this, is there? There's no steps?
There are steps not involved with, no.
Okay.
No, not at where it is.
On the notice of violation, I mean, who submitted that? Is it the county, a neighbor?
Well, we had came in for the final closing inspection on the building permit. And that it was noted that there wasn't an initial survey done, so he had nothing to measure it to. So I went back and had my surveyor come back and do the, I think you probably have a copy of what I ordered. And from there, he came returned and said, yes, indeed, we're, you know, off the line by this little over 1 foot.
Who obtained the building permit?
My contractor.
You relied on your contractor to build this in compliance?
Absolutely. I was kind of very taken back when I found out that it wasn't, especially considering that I provided him several different copies of information that identified the lot and the lot lines and had the survey for the flood insurance, which I think was pretty detailed. Almost could have been used to just find the markers, which were right there.
And you're aware that your side property line angles such
yeah.
that your front yard is narrower than your rear
yeah.
yard?
Yes.
And you had discussed that with your builder? I guess you said you provided him the survey.
Right? Yeah, I didn't get that involved.
He initialed the building permit.
Yeah, he was the one who did it. Actually, I went back to him, and he paid me for the fee for the variance.
But he didn't offer to come with you tonight?
Pardon me?
He did not offer to come with you tonight?
No. He came highly recommended and with full credentials, so I had no reason to question anything he was doing.
All right. Any other questions? If you'll have a seat there.
Okay.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One?
Why was there?
Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? All right. No other questions from members of the board? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12368 for Suzanne Rossetti. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I don't believe this was created actually by the applicant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.